One sunny summer afternoon, my wife and I were sitting in the garden with two friends. Their six-year-old son was behaving remarkably well, playing quietly with his toys. Not a word was said to him. After at least an hour, the boy came over to us and hit his father on the head with a rolled-up newspaper. "You horrible naughty boy," shouted his mother. As a child psychologist and a parent myself, I thought this was unfair. The boy's good behaviour had gone unnoticed. So to gain attention, he had resorted, successfully, to bad behaviour. Many parents are not aware that all the bad behaviour is a warning. They shout when the behaviour is bad. They forget to praise when the behaviour is good. Another friend avoided this error. She praised her four children at every opportunity. I remember having tea with her. The children made tea, served it, then cleared the plates. "You're all marvellous," my friend kept saying. At the end of the afternoon, she gave them all a hug. On the rare occasions that they behaved badly, she would give them one of her looks. She would then slowly count to 10, she told me. "What happens when you get to 10?" I asked her. She gave me one of her looks. "I never, ever get to 10. Praise works much better than criticism or punishment. To be effective, punishment has to be massive. But without giving children some rewards, and a hug or a word of praise can be very powerful, life with them can be very hard indeed. Along with praise, children need prestige and responsibility. In fact, we all need to feel that we're special, unique, worth something. Tell me about my weaknesses, if you will. Don't forget, though, to let me know about my strengths. Giving a child the opportunity to taste prestige is a way to eliminate the negative in his or her behaviour and emphasise the positive. Gregory, age 6, was an enormous boy, the biggest child in the preschool. He was also a type of boy who hurts and frightens weaker children on purpose. He charged around the playground like a tyrant, knocking down everyone in his path. As the child psychologist, I had a word with his principal. We put into action our plan. It was coming up to Christmas, and we made Gregory a golden helmet out of paper mache. We put him in the school play as Goliath. "You are very strong, but you have to look after baby Jesus, his mother Mary, and all the children," the principal explained to him. Gregory was magnificent, the star of the show. Thereafter, in the playground, still wearing his golden helmet, he took it upon himself to ensure that none of the other children came to harm. His teacher praised him for behaving well. Punishment had never worked with Gregory. Prestige and recognition were what he longed for.